And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 23rd of October, 2017. The first National Women's Rights Convention opened in Worcester, Massachusetts on this date, 1850. 900 came to the first session, most of them men. People came from 11 states, including California, which had only been a state for a few weeks. The convention closed with a speech by Lucy Stone, in which she said, "We want to be something more than the appendages of society. We want that woman should be the co-equal and helpmate of man in all the interest and perils and enjoyments of human life." That speech moved Horace Greeley to take up the cause of women's suffrage in the New York Tribune, but most newspapers were scornful about the whole thing. The New York Herald said the aim of the convention was to abolish the Bible, the Constitution, the laws of the land, and the gallows. And it was on this day in 1920 the novel Main Street by Sinclair Lewis was published. He had been thinking about writing a novel about small-town life for many years. He was going to make the main character a lawyer. He wrote 20,000 words but didn't like it and threw it out. And then in 1916 he brought his wife Gracie on a visit to Sauk Center, Minnesota, his hometown. They stayed with his parents. And he was embarrassed, he cringed, to see the interactions between his parents and the town and his well-educated wife from New York City. And so he decided to redo the novel as a book about a young city woman who comes to a small town as the bride of the local doctor. He started writing it in November 1919, wrote his first draft, 221,000 words, in just about 3 months. He kept revising. He cut out all but a few pages of the first 30,000 words of the novel, sent it off to his publisher, Harcourt Brace. They did a final edit, and the book, which had been entitled The Village Virus, was retitled Main Street, and it came out on this day in 1920. Lewis's previous books had not sold very well, but he was hoping to sell 25,000 copies. They met that goal by November, and within a few years, Main Street had sold 2 million copies. The Pulitzer Prize Committee recommended Main Street, but the trustees of Columbia University vetoed that and instead gave the prize to Edith Wharton for her book Age of Innocence. 2 years later, the same thing happened with Lewis's next novel, Babbitt. The committee voted to give him the Pulitzer and was overruled by the trustees. 3 years later, he was offered the Pulitzer Prize for Arrowsmith, but refused it. But in 1930, he became the first American to win the Nobel Prize, and he accepted that. Here's a poem by Paul Zimmer, entitled The Place. Once in your life you pass through a place so pure it becomes tainted even by your regard, a space of trees and air where dusk comes as perfect ripeness. Here the only sounds are sighs of rain and snow, small rustlings of plants as they unwrap in twilight. This is where you will go at last when coldness comes. It is something you realize when you first see it, but instantly forget. At the end of your life, you remember and dwell in its faultless light forever. The Place by Paul Zimmer, from Crossing to Sunlight Revisited, published by the University of Georgia Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.